its current state on WKAR. Glad you could join us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan's senior U.S. Senator is back home in her district this week. Democrat Debbie Stabenow was first elected to the Senate in 2000. She is now roughly halfway through her second term. She's the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee and its former chair. She was instrumental in the historic reauthorization of the Farm Bill in 2014, and she's the current co-chair of the Senate Great Lakes Task Force. I sat down with Senator Debbie Stabenow late yesterday, just hours before the start of the first Democratic presidential candidates debate in Las Vegas. But before we touched on that issue, I first asked her reaction to the news earlier in the day yesterday that Iran's parliament had approved the nuclear deal it had negotiated with the United States and a number of other world powers. Senator Stabenow supports the accord.
Well, I think that this is a good sign. First of all, Iran is dangerously close to having the materials for a nuclear weapon. In fact, we have been told they could have a nuclear weapon within 3 to 4 months if nothing had been done. And the good news is a broad coalition across the world came together to negotiate and push back on them and roll back their capabilities and monitor, put in place the ability to monitor their actions so they can't get a nuclear weapon. So this is a good thing. And the fact that they're willing to agree to this, I think, means that this is going to be able to move forward.
This proposal generated a lot of opinions over the course of many months. This, I imagine, was not the easiest call you ever had to make as a legislator. How hard was it to decide whether to support this?
Well, it was difficult because there's a lot of very legitimate concerns. No one trusts Iran. Initially, people say, well, how could you negotiate with them because you can't trust them? And, well, that's true. We can't trust them, which is why we had the P5 plus one countries coming together to press on them. That's why we had sanctions that really brought their economy to their knees so that they'd be willing to negotiate and be able to roll back the materials that they have, their centrifuges, their capabilities. And it, in the end, I think is something that is worth trying. Now, the fact is, if it doesn't work, we have every capability that we do now in terms of military action. But if we can do this with a broad coalition of countries around the world with us, allies with us, if it works, terrific. If it doesn't, we'll have a coalition to do what else needs to be done.
You've recently signed on to a letter co-written by your Democratic colleague, Gary Peters, that asks the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department to improve the system for processing refugees coming into the United States. The Obama administration and others, not all Democrats, want to see more refugees come to the U.S. Can you outline what you and your colleagues are asking for?
Well, I think we all around the world have a responsibility right now to be willing to work with those who find themselves through no fault of their own, people, children, families, in a situation in a very dangerous part of the world, to be able to open our doors, particularly when we have family members here in Michigan. We have a lot of families whose relatives, whose friends are in the Middle East caught up in this, who want very much to have the opportunity to invite them into their home, into their neighborhoods. And I think we, as well as the rest of the world, have some responsibility to do that. And it also can be something that can be positive, I think, for all of us. Part of what I'm doing is working on changes in the law that will allow things to move more smoothly. We have, as I mentioned, families, we have church groups, we have others that are interested in being part of the outreach in terms of supporting those who are coming from violent, war-torn countries. And the system hasn't been as smooth as it should. So I'm involved in trying to make that better.
Our guest today, senior United States Senator from Michigan, Democrat Debbie Stabenow. We'll get to the presidential contest in just a minute. We have to talk about that. But first, let's talk about some of your own legislation.
Sure. You've
got two bills in the pipeline right now that deal with economic growth. One is the New Skills for New Jobs Act. That's designed to help give workers the skill sets that employers in growth industries are looking for. How does that work?
Yes. Well, probably the number one issue I hear right now from businesses and certainly from manufacturers is they can't find the skilled workers that they need for the new jobs being created. And it's not that we don't have smart people that have great skills, but the workplace is changing. Advanced manufacturing is changing. We have new kinds of skills that are needed. So we need to put in place the ability for folks to work hard and get the skills so that they can get the new jobs and our businesses can have workers. So my bill basically would provide a dollar-for-dollar match on something that's being done in Michigan and a number of other states right now that's been very effective, where the community college works directly with a business, trains a specific number of people that they need and the skills they need, and then once the person gets the job and goes back to work, a portion of their state income tax is captured to pay back the community college. And so that's worked actually very well. It's very creative. And I think we should be doing even more of that.
Another bill you've co-sponsored helps give small business access to more capital, something that was really difficult, virtually impossible here a half a dozen years or so ago at the height of the Great Recession. Talk about that.
Well, it's absolutely true that particularly for small businesses, getting the capital they need, their line of credit extended or capital to expand is always a big issue. But coming out of what happened with the financial crisis, it was even more difficult. And again, in Michigan, back during the Granholm administration, a very creative project that was set up for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to work with a bank and help a small business get a loan when their assets had gone down in value. You know, their equity was gone, or their assets had been depreciated, and they couldn't, you know, put up collateral to get the loan that they normally would. So the state would basically back up the loan by putting an investment of some dollars into the bank and back up the loan. This program has worked really, really well in Michigan, and we've expanded it across the country. And now we're interested in keeping it going. We've basically, it was funded for a certain number of years. We've used the funding. Now we want to keep it going.
As it turns out, we're talking a few hours before the Democratic presidential debate, so I can't get your take on that quite yet. We're talking here late in the day on Tuesday. Much of the attention will be focused on the two front runners, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. You've worked shoulder to shoulder in the Senate with both of these candidates.
I have.
You have endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Briefly describe what you think of both of them.
Well, I think they're both terrific. And I've worked with Bernie on issues related to jobs, making sure everybody has a fair shot to get ahead, that we really can have a strong middle class and families being able to work hard and have a bright future. And what has happened in this country, Bernie's great at pinpointing the fact that we have seen way too much going to a privileged few at the top, the wealthy, the well-connected, at the expense of everybody else. Having said that, I know, having worked with Hillary, that she certainly agrees with Bernie on those issues about what it takes to give everybody a fair shot in the economy. And what I see, and I've known Hillary for 30 years, is the most experienced, qualified, knowledgeable, talented person in the race on either side, who's stepping up right now to run for president. And she knows how to work across the aisle, even with folks that are very tough, to get things done. And she's got the right kind of values and right kind of experience. And I've seen her in lots and lots of settings, and am always incredibly impressed with her. I believe she can go all the way, and that we need a president that's going to be focused on working people and growing the economy from the middle out. And she's the person that can, she not only knows that and is committed to it, but she's the person that can win.
She has been accused and is being accused, with justification, I think, of flip-flopping on some issues, same-sex marriage, immigration. Is that a big concern for you?
Well, I think every candidate, when you've been involved for years in public service, changes and evolves. And Bernie Sanders has as well on issues around guns and what should be done in terms of laws. And so I think every one of the candidates has situations that as situations change, as things evolve, the economy changes, people take a fresh look. And I think that's okay, because I think in what we want are people that learn and grow and listen and, you know, and
adapt.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that's okay.
You vowed to chug a Michigan beer if she wins.
It's got to be a Michigan brew, though.
It has to be on a Michigan radio program,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll just drop that little point in. There is yet another person you know considering a run, though, Vice President Joe Biden. Do you expect him to get in the race?
You know, I don't. I have no inside information. I love Joe Biden. I think he's amazing. I worked with him in the Senate as well. I think he's been really an amazing vice president. But I doubt that he gets in. He's been through one of the biggest kinds of losses you can possibly have. Extremely difficult time for him. And my guess is in the end, he won't.
Our listeners have been digesting other news here that Planned Parenthood has decided to stop accepting any reimbursement for fetal tissue. NPR reports that Planned Parenthood wants to debunk accusations that it's just out to profit. Now, the undercover Planned Parenthood video in July triggered a lot of talk from the right about the need to defund Planned Parenthood. What would you say to a Democrat who might be having second thoughts about federal funding because of the discussion in that video?
Well, first of all, we found that it was not accurate. It was actually tampered with in terms of what those videos were about, spliced and changed. And so there's real questions about the accuracy of that, because they were disturbing to look at, and there's real concerns about that. What I don't have concerns about is Planned Parenthood and the need to fund women's preventative health care in this country. Because the reality is what the Republicans want to do is eliminate all of the funding for preventative health care, cancer screenings, mammograms, blood pressure checks, access to contraception, all of those things that are women's preventative health care. And they attack Planned Parenthood, but the money that we're talking about would eliminate all of the funding for preventative health care. Planned Parenthood does an incredible job of providing basic health services for women in many places where there aren't other clinics or hospitals available. And preventative health care for women is pretty basic, and I support continuing funding for it.
Senator Debbie Stabenow is our special guest here today on WKAR's Current State. Thoughts on your role today as Michigan's senior senator? Carl Levin retired in January, replaced by Gary Peters. What responsibilities come with being the senior senator from a state?
Well, first, I'm glad you said senior senator and not senior citizen.
Citizen.
So, yeah. and secondly, I have to say, while I miss Carl, he was a wonderful public servant. Gary has stepped up into the role and is doing really a wonderful job as my partner. So I'm really lucky to have him there as well. As a senior senator, I've had a number of new leadership opportunities. I'm co-chairing the Great Lakes Bipartisan Task Force in the Senate. I'll focus on all the issues that are threatening our Great Lakes. I am now, a senior member as well on the committees that I sit on, and co-chairing the Bipartisan Manufacturing Caucus, and in a role now to which I take very seriously as somebody who's lived my whole life in Michigan and my family's here. I have the opportunity to really help focus and guide and fight for our jobs and work with our whole delegation on what we need to do to continue moving Michigan forward and protect our quality of life and our economy.
Democrat Debbie Stabenow is Michigan's senior United States senator from right here in mid-Michigan. Good to see you. Thanks for being
Thank
with
you.
Us today.
Great to be with you.